Responding to the crisis, change socialism's ethical standard. What was once a monolithic Marxist left proceeded to split into numerous camps. All of the camps recognized, though, that if the fight against capitalism were to be carried on, the first order of business was to distance socialism from the Soviet Union. Just as the disaster of National Socialism in Germany was not socialism, the disaster of communism in the Soviet Union was not socialism. In fact, there were no real socialist societies anywhere, so pointing fingers of moral condemnation was simply meaningless. With no real socialist states to uphold as positive examples of socialist practice, the left's new strategies focused almost exclusively upon critiquing the liberal capitalist nations. The first major new strategy required altering the ethical standard by which capitalism was attacked. A traditional criticism of capitalism had been that it causes poverty. Except for the very few at the top of the social heap, capitalism drives most people into bare subsistence. Capitalism was therefore immoral, for the basic moral test of a social system is its ability to provide for its people's basic economic needs. The ethical standard used in criticizing capitalism was, accordingly, Marx's slogan in Critique of the Goethe Program. Quote, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, unquote. Satisfying need was thus the fundamental criterion of morality. Yet come the 1950s, it was hard to argue that capitalism fails to satisfy its people's needs. In fact, a big part of the problem seemed to be that capitalism had satisfied its people's needs so well that the people had become fat and complacent and not at all revolutionary. So a moral standard that made satisfying needs primary was now useless in a critique of capitalism.